First of all, education savings accounts are really probably better called school choice, but we have to call them education savings accounts so superintendents like them because the public schools are a little averse to this competition thing. But tell me a little bit about what's in the House bill here that you like.
Well, House Bill 1540 would provide about half of what the state pays toward education for at the public schools, but it does not come out of the money for public schools. It comes from the general fund. That would amount to about $4,000 per student that chooses to attend a school other than the public school.
Sounds good. And again, that's something that is funded by the property tax paying citizens of every community. So if you have a student that happens to opt for a child that goes to a private school, you're paying tax dollars you're not getting any benefit from. And here the legislature, because of the bounty of oil, is able to say, we'll do a separate pot of money to give you options. It's pure genius, and it's something that should have passed long ago in North Dakota. They've struggled very hard. Meanwhile, the Senate version of this is much skinnier, right?
Well, the Senate version spends twice as much money, but it spends about $58 million, and all but $8 million heads a different direction, where it's not an education savings account like we know it, but instead it provides essentially a grant to parents of public school children or parents that are of modest income or higher. They'll provide you $500. For those that are under a certain level above poverty line, they do provide more, I think up to $3,500, but that's a fairly small number of students that would qualify for that. And so the bill I'm proposing provides about $40 million per year toward this effort, and that bill would provide about $8 million towards school choice.
All right. And so interestingly enough, the one that provides less funding, as you say, $500 per student, and that, by the way, that dollar goes to public or private school students, right? And this is sort of the compromise that was required by the public school superintendents who hate this. Right. So the idea there was we'll give money to students, to public and private school students.
Well, I think so. What's really interesting about what the $500 would be used for the public school parents, there's a list of eligible uses. And of those eligible uses, most of those are things the public schools claim to already provide. So at a time we're providing record funding to public schools and we're providing increases every biennium, while at the same time, performance is going down. And now we're going to give parents of public school students money so that they can privately seek some sort of supplement assistance, whether it be school counseling, whether it be tutoring, whether it be dual credit classes or other things like that. We're saying, obviously, it's not working for you at the public school, so here's some more money to try to make it work for you at the public school while we give the public schools more money in another bill. That's why it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And I think it's a bad precedent to send because in that program in the Senate bill, everything's also all under the thumb of the superintendent of public instruction. Well, to me, when you're talking about school choice and you're talking about schools that aren't under the thumb of the superintendent of public instruction for most things, why would you put the money there? My bill sets it up in the Bank of North Dakota where you can do your individual education savings accounts, and at the current funding level, I would expect that most of the money will just be used in each given year for tuition expenses for a private school, but as we might be able to increase that dollar amount in the future, there are other eligible uses, such as you can carry over 25% per year. For those that don't know, elementary school is less expensive than middle or high school, so if you start out early and you save a little bit each year, above and beyond what tuition would cost you, then that can help supplement the costs in the higher grades. The current funding level at $4,000 a student isn't going to get us there, but the structure is there, and that's the important part. We can increase the funding down the road. And so if we put in a good structure, it can expand. If we start with a bad structure, it's likely to be stymied. And that's really the difference between the House and the Senate version.
Well, it's very obvious to me which one is the preferred of the two. So if you talk to your members of the legislature and have a say on this, House Bill 1540 is the one that is actually an education savings account. So make sure you do that, because these two versions are like competing back and forth right now. My question to you is, Will the votes be there for House Bill 1540? I like your version better, but I also know the power of these public schools and their lobbying on this, and they've successfully killed this every session for as long as I can remember. Back to Dosh and Carlson doing this, it must be 20 years ago when they first started on this effort. They kill it every time. And all these public school superintendents, especially from rural schools, honestly, where there isn't even an option for private school, so I don't know why they'd be against it. But they're very successful in killing this. So do you think that you can get House Bill 1540 passed, Ben?
Well, when it came to the floor from the policy committee, it actually had a do not pass recommendation, which means the committee didn't like it. They didn't like the idea of school choice. We were able to flip it on the floor, pass it by a couple votes with probably maybe four or five votes that absent that would have supported it. But then it got re-referred to appropriations because of the money. Well, the appropriations committee is predominantly members who don't like school choice. So they again gave it a do not pass. And so it's going to be coming to the floor most likely tomorrow, but in the next couple of days. And we're hoping to overturn their recommendation again and then send it on to the Senate. Now, the Senate version only passed the Senate by a couple of votes. And the rumor is they may reconsider it today and not pass it at all, but we'll have to see.
And what would happen if they did that? By the way, they may do that for fiscal reasons, because, as you say, it's more expensive than the other one. If it did fail over there, what happens to the House bill?
Well, I think if the Senate version was to get reconsidered and shot down today, I think it would be more likely that some people in the House who probably have been voting no just out of personality or whatever, they prefer the other version, or to pacify some of their base. They're preferring the Senate version politically. But I think if that version goes down, I think there's probably as many as five votes in the House that flip from no to yes. So there actually could be some positive that comes out of that. I'm just not overly optimistic that if we get the Senate bill over here and the 1540 fails, that we're going to make something better out of that Senate bill 2400. I think it's more likely it gets progressively worse as it gets to the House, and we end up trying to, having to vote on something that's less desirable than the Senate version is today.
I have a copy of an email from a parent of a private school that is coming from the leadership of the school, telling parents, "We need your help immediately to keep school choice moving in North Dakota. It's especially important to contact your senators today. If there's a reconsideration vote, ask them for a yes vote on Senate Bill 2400. If they voted yes previously, ask them to stay yes. If they voted no previously, ask them to consider a yes vote. That said, it's also important to express continued support for HB 1540. This seems like people are suggesting that, that somehow Senate Bill 2400 is good to keep alive over in the Senate. Is it, my question, is it a good idea for that to stay alive if we ultimately want to get to a version of yours?
Well, I would contend that it's not the best strategy. Now, if it comes over here and mine does not pass the 1540, then obviously we'll try to make the best out of it, or ultimately we'll have to vote it down. But I think it's kind of like saying, if your only choice is having the football at your own 3-yard line, but you have four downs to get a touchdown before time runs out, do you rally for having that opportunity? Well, of course you do. But if you've got a ball that's on their 20-yard line and a ball on your 3, do you say, let's do both? You probably don't, because you know which one's your better strategy to the win. And that's kind of how 1540 is. 1540 is the one that, if it gets through the House, I believe will shape the discussion going forward. If it fails and then Senate Bill 2400 comes over here, I think the naysayers from 1540 in the House will further dilute 2400 in the House.
I don't do this often, but I really encourage people to go to the NDLGIS website, find who represents you, send them a note. You talking to your individual members of the House and Senate can make a big difference. And you know what? This is life-changing stuff. Because the outcomes at the private schools are significantly better. Significantly better. I mean, I can't speak strongly enough about what they did for our kids and what they can do for so many. And to have that limiting factor be the dollars and the taxpayer money you're spending already, not being the reason that they're able to go. House Bill HB 1540. Do that today. Ben, keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thanks, Scott.
Vote for the House version, HB 1540. That's what you're asking your members.